Good morning. Low pressure associated with a cool front continues to pass through the region this morning, keeping the weather a bit unsettled. Lots of clouds around. Temperatures back into the 50s early on today, and even a few scattered showers passing through some locations. The showers are generally on the light side, but with some wind energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere rotating through today, the showers could build to thunderstorms, some with heavier downpours through the afternoon. So unsettled, the best way to describe today's weather, and with the extensive clouds and numerous showers, temperatures will be held back a bit, and mostly in the middle to upper 60s for afternoon highs. That one round of energy will rotate through tonight with a lull in the activity. Still some showers around during the overnight period and areas of fog as lows drop back into the lower 50s. Then for tomorrow, more energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere associated with a cool pool of air aloft will touch off more showers, especially over the higher terrain. And some of these showers and embedded thunderstorms will swing into the valley locations, so more unsettled weather to start the holiday weekend. High temperatures tomorrow will reach to right about 70 degrees. One last round of upper-level energy will swing through New England on Sunday. This will produce some showers, especially across New England, but even back into the Hudson Valley of New York. Just a couple passing through. Otherwise, a fair amount of sunshine for the region, especially in the western Adirondacks, Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills, where it should be completely dry on Sunday. Highs will average out in the lower to middle 70s. On Monday, Memorial Day with high pressure in control, dry with a mix of sun and clouds, and warmer with highs in the upper 70s. Another series of disturbances will head our way for the midweek portion of next week, keeping skies mostly cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of southern North Carolina into South Carolina, and also a slight risk of severe storms over a portion of southeastern New Mexico and far western Texas. Strong daytime heating will contribute to moderate instability this afternoon from southern North Carolina into South Carolina. At the same time, deep layer vertical shear will increase as a mid-level jet streak rotates through. The result will be the potential for supercells capable of producing very large hail. And a plume of deeper subtropical moisture will shift east through western Texas today. This will contribute to increased instability, while shear should approach 35 to 40 knots by late afternoon. This would support some organized structures, including supercells, with large hail and damaging winds being the main threats. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with rain and fog, 36 degrees and a southeast wind at 10 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 18 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 51. 81% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.86 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Tallahassee, Florida, to a low of 21 at Bryce Canyon, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s. Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the upper 50s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 66 degrees, the low 58. The average temperature, 62. That's 2 degrees above normal. 17/100ths of an inch of rain yesterday, 2.12 inches for the month, which is 34/100ths below normal, and 13.07 inches for the year, which is 56/100ths below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low, 49. The record high, 93, set in 1964, and the record low, 36, in 1967. Sunrise this morning was at 5:25 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:19 p.m., 14 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-60s. Scattered showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 50s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the mid-60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 60s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, off and on showers, especially in the hills and mountains near 70. Just the risk of a shower in New England Sunday in the lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds and warmer on Memorial Day, Monday's high in the upper 70s, and scattered showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the lower 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.